This is Rocky Mountain Voices, powered by PodTech.
What I would tell people is when you use the product, I'm convinced you'll see that there's been quantum leaps of improvement, and it is a revolutionary step in terms of the innovation that we're bringing to the market.
Welcome to Rocky Mountain Voices. This is Brad Baldwin. Just a few hours from now, we'll be listening to the Utah Technology Council Hall of Fame celebration. We're here speaking with Chris Weber, the Vice President of Western Region Enterprise and Partner Group for the Microsoft Corporation. Welcome to the Zoomcast.
Thank you. Thanks for calling it that.
Yeah, we've got to get this sensitive side of us out for our Microsoft friends.
We appreciate that very much.
Tonight, Steve Ballmer is coming to speak to the Utah technology community, and Dr. Kajia, and a distinguished engineer and general manager of the Microsoft Research, is one of two of this year's inductees into the Utah Technology Council Hall of Fame. It's a huge honor for us to have Steve Ballmer here in the state of Utah and here with us tonight. You're a 12-year veteran yourself of Microsoft, been around the block, been around the bases. What's it like to work with the industry's leading tech community?
I think if you just start with our mission, which is around enabling people and businesses around the world to realize their full potential, I mean, it's really about what IT and software can do to enable that. And when you talk about that, I think that mission gets people very excited. And IT is one of those unique enablers to help meet that mission. And so it's very exciting to work with the best and brightest. And when you look at some of the innovation that they're coming out with, that's what makes it even more exciting. Because if you can take a bunch of bright people, get them focused around this mission, around enabling people in business, and then having that innovation be reflected in the marketplace, that's the exciting thing. And, you know, we'll talk, I'm sure, through this is the innovation that's coming out in the market with things like Office, Vista, the things we're doing with the Office suite of products. I don't think there's been a time in the company's history where we've had a more exciting wave of products and technology that's going to be released to the market. And I really think it's revolutionary. And so getting back to your point, I think it's great to work with these super bright people. When they take their minds and put it to the market and drive these innovative products, that's the most exciting part of my job.
Being a marketing person myself, I can only feel for the amount of work that's about to come upon you guys in the next 12 months with all these new products. So good luck with that.
That's an exciting part, though. You know, so as we say, is I think our R&D and development groups have done their work. They've given us the products. They've given us the innovative solutions, et cetera. And now I think from a sales and marketing perspective, it's the most exciting thing to have this wave of products. So yes, it's going to be a lot of hard work. We got to be smart and thoughtful in terms of how we go to market with these products, but we have the innovative solutions there. And so from a sales organization, marketing organization, there has never been more excitement in the field to take these products to our customers and see them work for them.
You've spent a lot of time, you've worked in sales, you've worked in marketing, and now you've got somewhat of a new role. It's Western Region area. Why don't you tell us a little bit of how you work with your enterprise customers and then again the partners, Microsoft partners in this region?
Sure. So we service about the top 555 enterprise customers in the West region. And I think the key, and this has really been a maturation of Microsoft over the years, but the key for our business, if you said what's the single thing that makes us successful, it's our ability to listen to the customer, understand their business needs, and then apply our products and technologies to help address those business problems and challenges that they have. And so you can really start to make sales and marketing a complex world. At the end of the day, if we put the customer at the center, we listen, we understand their needs, and then apply the innovative solutions that we just talked about and helping them improve their business, I think all good things will happen. And so that's the thing we're super focused on, and really making sure we're in tune with the customer's needs, what they need from us, and then delivering the value based on what we can do to enable their business in new ways.
You have a lot of partners in this Western region. Any idea of scale? What does that mean?
Very good question. In fact, we have in the neighborhood of this area, and this is broader than Utah, is about 500 partners that we work with. And they're an extension of Microsoft because we can't do it alone, both in the enterprise as well as small and medium-sized business. And partners come in many different flavors, whether they're a systems integrator, an independent software vendor building applications on our platform, whether they're a reseller who transacts business for us. But it's a key part of the ecosystem, and we can't be successful without that partner ecosystem. And so we talk about bringing these innovative products to market. Not only do we have to have our sales and marketing folks internally ready, able, and passionate about going and delivering those to the customer, we have to have the partners of that same mindset, same skill level, et cetera. And so the investments we're making just aren't on our internal people. They're in that partner community. It's the largest investment we've ever made this fiscal year in terms of readying our partners, going to market with them in a joint marketing perspective, and actually delivering solutions with them jointly in the marketplace. So we're super excited about it. They're a great asset, and they're really just an extension of Microsoft.
I know that I participated through the Microsoft Partner Network, the MSDN subscription, and the other types of things. There's now training. It's an unbelievable source for any company to be able to leverage. Are you seeing any traction up or down based on open source?
It's a great question, and I'll relate it from my previous experience where I ran the server and tools marketing for the U.S., and I've been in this new sales role for about 90 days. But if you look at the data, and this isn't Microsoft data, it's external data, it will show you Windows Server grew faster than the market and faster than Linux last fiscal year. And so I think there's been a lot of hype around it. And there's certain workloads that Linux certainly is entrenched and has a good share in terms of the web workload and high performance computing. The good news is with the Vista wave of technologies, we feel we're very well positioned for that web workload. And when you talk about high performance computing, we just released our first product, which is the Windows Server Compute Cluster Edition, to address the high performance computing needs of our customers. So we have a product in market. But overall, if you look at the market, we feel very good about the progress we're making, the fact that we grew faster than the market. I'm making a U.S. statement, but I think this is applicable worldwide. And we grew faster than Linux. And what we've seen with Linux, and again, using external data, is their growth has slowed significantly over the last 3 years. Now, does it have a place in the market? Sure. And there are some core workloads that we have to work hard every day to win in that marketplace and deliver value to our customers. But back to your original question, we feel very good about the position we're in. And we feel very good as long as we're delivering value to customers through that Windows Server platform, we'll continue to have good success there.
I think it's a good answer, a fair answer. There's so many parts and pieces that are there for the partners to take advantage of. You have, in fact, mentioned Vista. Vista is hot on our heels. Should be, I imagine it's getting really close. A lot of excitement starting to happen inside the organization. What are we going to see over the next 12 months?
Yeah, so, and this is one I believe we haven't done a good enough job telling customers, partners, consumers the value that's in this wave of products, both Vista and our Office 2000 suite of products. But they're revolutionary. I think they're really going to change the market. I think we need to do a better job telling that story. And I think when customers get to experience themselves, they'll see that. If you look at it and you say, wow, what does it do or what's it focused on, those set of products? I'd put it in four areas. First of all, it's how do we help individuals and corporations become more productive? So talking about searching, finding information, giving business insight, quantum leaps and improvements in terms of what we've built into the core operating system, as well as the Office suite of products. The second area is security. And as you know, whether you're in a business or a consumer, security is top of mind and people are always concerned about not only protecting their data, securing access, et cetera. We've put a host of things to make it the most secure platform out there. And as one example, anybody who has kids, we've actually built in a parental control platform right into the operating system. So I have a 6-year-old son, 8-year-old daughter, and I'm having to start to look at those issues. And so using Vista, I can set times when they can use the computer. I can tell them what applications on the computer they can use, which ones they don't have access to, as well as any internet sites on the web. I can lock those down for my children. And so having that platform in there really provides a secure environment. So we've done a lot of things around the security space, both for consumers and business. The third area is really around how do we help corporations reduce their IT costs? And we've put a number of things in there to make it easier to deploy and easier to manage, which ultimately will save corporations money. And then the fourth thing is around how do we enable new digital entertainment scenarios? So if you think about everything today that's being digitized, photos, documents, movies, music, et cetera, which is really exciting for you and I, putting a platform in place in Vista take advantage of that so you can deal with those new media experiences in the new digitized world in a new way, I think is quite revolutionary. So we're super excited about it. I think we need to tell our story better. What I would tell people is when you use the product, I'm convinced you'll see that there's been quantum leaps of improvement, and it is a revolutionary step in terms of the innovation that we're bringing to the market.
I think it's really key the way you guys are marketing this platform now and these new products. I think to humanize the products is something that has to happen in the technology world. We've talked about speeds and feeds far too long, and I think this is a step in the right direction. So congratulations. Keep that up.
Thank you.
What about your partners? What are they doing to help you launch Vista?
Well, there's a number of things. And again, as you look at the different flavors of partners that we have out there, I'd start with independent software vendors. And how do we get the applications that they have today migrated to the platform? So some very exciting work that they're doing there. Obviously, they're incented as they see Vista be released. But the more interesting thing from the independent software vendors is what I'll call is a new generation of applications that can provide new and exciting user experiences. Now, this isn't local, but I'll give you one that I think is very interesting. I just loaded it today. New York Times is building a new newspaper reader, using the new Vista platform for this application. And I can tell you the experience of interacting with their newspaper online, and I can do this now online as well as have an offline version. It is incredibly innovative. So the experience, the quality of the graphics and the data on this is clearer than if I sat there with a newspaper in my hand. I don't think we could say that before Vista. It's out there to download in a beta fashion today, but it's one of the most tangible examples I think that you can see where this Vista platform is not only enabling a new experience with the user, but a new set of applications that I think are going to drive new experiences moving forward. So that's an example of New York Times being a partner, developing an application that I think will not only drive value to their business, but certainly make the Vista platform resonate with customers. And then again, our system integrators is another big play in terms of their skill sets and being ready to help customers migrate customers to the Vista platform, help them deploy it, et cetera. But as an extension of us, they need to be able to tell that story like us. And so that's the work that we're doing today so they can represent that and help customers get value out of the products.
I like that example. Again, the humanizing the newspaper. We've all read the newspaper. I think some of the things you're doing there will actually help us get better traction with the technology that we need to roll out to people.
Yeah, and I think that the interesting thing on this one is I know a person in the Windows Vista product group who I'm friends with, and he sent me the link to this and said, tell me if your customers would get excited about this. And I'm running it myself, and I've shared it with about 15 people already this afternoon. So I think it's just a great example of some of the innovative work that's happening in the Vista platform.
Here's a last question for you. There's going to be a lot of people listening to this that may be software development people, business people, marketing people, sales people. Microsoft as a platform, as a development community, as a solution, there's a lot of resources available to these people. What advice would you give them and how to get started with Microsoft?
Great question. The first place I'd start is Microsoft.com, and there is a wealth of information. That's probably a strength as well as a weakness. But what we've really done is fine-tune the search features within the Microsoft site so you can actually get to the information you want, because the more relevant content we can provide in a timely manner, I think that's what matters to these different communities that you talked about. But Microsoft.com is the site that has that data out there, whether you're a developer, whether you're an independent software vendor, whether you're a customer, et cetera, a partner that we talked about. That's the place to go. And then when you're there, really going to the areas that have specific needs for you. And again, we're tailoring that content so it's not just talking about technology, but how that innovative technology is solving customer business problems and challenges. And so I think we've done a very good job with that asset, but that would be the resource that I would go to. Then if you wanted to get more specific, if you're a developer, certainly the Microsoft Developer Network is the default choice to go. If you're an IT professional, the TechNet brand on the website. And that'll take you to not only content online, but events that we're doing in the local geographies that we can connect with those audiences, et cetera. But that would be the default location I would go. And then I think you can branch out from there.
Good advice. Chris, thanks for your time tonight. I know that you've got a lot on your agenda tonight and you look great in the tux. The one thing about the Zoomcast here is you're not able to get that, handsome look about you ready for the show. But thanks again for your time.
Great. Thanks for the opportunity. Very much appreciate it. And glad you rebranded it the Zoomcast. And we look forward to doing this again.
In Salt Lake City for Rocky Mountain Voices, this is Brad Baldwin.
This has been a Rocky Mountain Voices podcast. Visit us on the internet at www.rockymountainvoices.com.